This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way.
I'm Molly.
And I'm Matthew.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any ever, 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 ever.
Yeah, that's our new policy. We're doubling down on you can't have any. And today we're talking about prunes.
Yeah, everybody's favorite laxative.
Or are we talking about dried plums, the name the prune growers came up with so that you would stop associating their product only with laxatives?
Yeah. What do you think about the old dried plum marketing push?
Well, I mean, it seems like, you know, it was like a big joke at the time, and yet it seems like it, like, semi-worked in the sense that I think the... No, actually, the prunes that I bought today, sometimes I buy the supermarket prunes and sometimes the Trader Joe's, and these are Trader Joe's pitted prunes grown in California.
Well, either way, I think it's pretty sad that prunes have gotten a bum rap, literally.
Did you prepare that before you came in?
I thought of it literally a split second before saying
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm genuinely impressed.
Yeah, I mean, there's a reason why you hired me to do this show.
Yeah, because I looked at your resume and it was all butt jokes.
Yeah. Anyway, prunes might be my very favorite dried fruit. I'm going to go out on a limb and say it. I'm going to say it.
Okay, so what are the other dried fruits that are in the running here? So
okay, for me, the other dried fruits that come to mind are apricots.
Sure.
Some people call them apricots.
Those people are apes.
Dates. Specifically, I would say medjool dates are in the running for me.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Sometimes I like golden raisins.
Mm-hmm. Dried figs?
They're not in the running for me.
Okay. Any other dried apples? Like
a little leathery. I like them once you kind of, like, have them in your mouth for a little bit and they kind of absorb some saliva.
That's weird, and I know what you mean.
But anyway, I mean, I like dates, but sometimes they're so sweet that they kind of make the roof of my mouth sting or kind of tickle a little bit. And dried apricots, when you get a really good one, like those Blenheim ones.
Yes.
Those are incredible. So sour, so bright, so apricotty. But on the whole, a dried plum or prune is consistently delicious. I think they're wonderfully balanced. They've got this deep kind of almost savory flavor. They're juicy. I love them.
Oh yeah, I love the juiciness. I was going to say that too. That you know, they're the dried fruit that seems like it's always moist. And never gets to sometimes it gets to that point where it's like trying to get your teeth through an iron bar, but usually not.
How do you feel about the word moist?
It's skeevy.
No, I feel fine about it.
Really?
Moist.
You just ambushed me there because I thought that was one of those words that everybody complains
moist.
About.
Moist.
Great. So let's see. So we've gone off the rails like 2 minutes in.
Well, let's take out that walk down memory lane that we always take.
Let's do that. So I'm sure I ate prunes growing up. I don't have any memories of prunes. What I have is memories of my dad drinking prune juice and me thinking it was terrifying.
Yeah. Did he? Well, maybe we shouldn't talk about this because he might listen to the show. But
he does.
Did he take it for laxative purposes?
I assume so.
Yeah. Do you think it actually works? I've never tried it for laxative purposes.
I think it actually works.
Wow. Well, my childhood experience with prunes, you know, involved, of course, thinking they were really funny, which everybody did.
Of course.
But my dad really liked to make stewed prunes, which I also like to do.
I have made some stewed prunes for us today, and I'm looking forward to eating them.
Yeah, well, I'll hold off on talking about my dad's until we get to talking stewing.
So we do have some prune juice. Do you think we should break it out yet?
Yeah, let's do, because I went to the trouble of going to the grocery store on the way over here and sacrificing my dignity by walking down an aisle of the grocery store while holding a container of prune juice.
Which nothing else?
Which is basically, basically like advertising to everyone you pass, like, hey, I'm constipated.
Did you add some other stuff to your cart, like if you're buying condoms at the drugstore? Like, you know, I'll just take this this cake mix and this apple and this prune juice. And
I did not. But I'll tell you what I did do. I strategically went to like the self checkout line.
Oh, of
yeah,
course.
I did not want to have to make eye contact.
Kids, do a self checkout. once a month.
You know, my dermatologist says I should do a self checkout at least once a year.
Right. So, okay. So we've got the prune juice.
Let's taste it.
Okay. Let's do it. So, you texted me. See, I forgot to get prune juice for the show. I was going to like get some yesterday and put it in the fridge. And then I realized this morning that I forgot. So I texted you and said, can you grab some prune juice on the way, or should I do it? And thinking, oh, please, please don't make me be the one carrying the prune juice down the aisle.
That's how I came to throw myself under the bus.
Right. So my point is that the prune juice is not that, cold. So do you think we should serve it on the rocks?
No way. I mean, that is not what somebody's grandmother would do, or your dad. I don't know.
No. Do you think there are prune juice cocktails?
I feel like the other thing is that prune juice has a certain medicinal aspect to it.
Oh, it certainly does.
As we have mentioned. And I feel like it's something you'd like, you know, keep on top of the fridge or maybe like underneath the bathroom sink.
Like with the Drano?
Yeah.
Like, here are our supplies for unclogging things.
Or like the Pedialyte or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah. So anyway, no, let's drink it as is.
Neat.
Ooh, hear that snap. Oh, do you think we have to shake it?
I did just give it a little shake, but I'll give it another one.
Put the lid back on first.
Do you have the same superstition as me that you're not sure if shaking does anything until the lid has been cracked open at least once?
No.
Okay. I don't know how I came up with this, but I feel like everything's just so like tightly vacuum sealed in there.
I actually, you know? Now that you mention it.
Especially with like canned, jarred spaghetti sauce, that sort of thing.
Yeah. You didn't shake it, Matthew. You just put the lid back on.
I talked about shaking it. Isn't that the same thing? Yeah.
I'm glad you're not a bartender. You have the most, you have a real pussy shake.
Yeah.
Oh, that's plenty.
No, should I keep going?
That's plenty.
I bet this is pretty good.
I am not constipated. I don't need very much of this. Woo, let's get the bouquet. Oh, it smells like a prune.
It absolutely smells like prune.
It smells delicious.
I think this is going to be good.
Yeah. My God, that's so delicious.
It's really good. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to, wow.
What was I afraid of?
I wish you hadn't listened to me when I said to stop pouring.
I know what's good for you.
You know, I feel like this would be really nice with like bourbon or rye.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Ooh, it's so good. Wow. This may be my favorite fruit juice.
Okay. I think two things. First of all, I think it would be good on the rocks. And I think it might be good with a little club soda.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of lemon, little squeeze of lemon juice just to brighten it.
This sounds great.
Yeah.
I have club soda and I think I have lemon.
We could try it.
I think we should try this.
Okay.
Did you just say expensive lady juices?
I did. I should say we should be sure and write that into the agenda for the juicing episode.
Okay.
Can we do some steroids for the juicing episode?
Exactly.
For juicing is?
Did you learn this from Friday Night Lights like I did?
I think I did.
Son, are you juicing?
We need to save this clip for the juicing episode.
I am now imagining myself in a situation where I'm talking to a kid and like saying, son, are you juicing? And he's like, yeah, you know, I feel great. I've been on this juice cleanse. Okay, so we've got some club soda and some prune juice going here.
What ratio do you think we do?
I don't know. A little bit.
Okay, I'm just going to...
I'm being super scientific about this.
Oh, that's nice. God, I like that. The little bit of carbonation.
Oh, this is really good.
Yeah, this is delicious. Okay, I'm just... Oh, that might be too much, Matthew.
I realized when I was cutting the lemon that, like, you know how to make cocktails and I don't, and probably there's some snazzy way that I should have cut the lemon.
I think you assume that just by osmosis I've learned how to make cocktails, just by the fact of owning a bar.
Just by the fact of you writing a cocktail column.
Right. I sometimes forget. You know, I was basically just speaking as a medium when I wrote that column.
Like a medium-sized person?
No,
oh, like a spiritual
for our
conduit.
Yeah, yes. It was just the spiritual conduit for cocktails to pass from Naya Bystrom to the Food 52 audience.
Okay.
Yeah. I am
it all makes sense now. Okay.
Conduit.
We are going to put up not a recipe. I was going to say we're going to put up a recipe for this drink, but just put some prune juice and some club soda in a glass and squeeze some lemon in it. It's really great.
It's really good. It's really good.
I
think I'd even like it without the lemon.
I feel like this is one of the first times on the show when we've tried something that we weren't sure about and it turned out to be way better than we expected.
Yeah, usually we're like gagging and, you know, puking into trash cans and stuff.
I didn't even put out the array of trash cans this time because I guess I just knew.
Well, you knew that this time it would come out the other end because it was prunes.
Right.
Wow, I am really, I mean, this show's going to need to be X-rated for butt material.
and expensive lady juices.
Okay, moving right along. Let's eat some prunes.
Yes. Okay, so we have some Trader Joe's prunes here now.
And I was supposed to mail order some really fancy, expensive French prunes called Pruneau d'Agen, and
but,
I forgot.
Yeah, so if you look at Molly's resume,
I'm the worst.
Like, there's a whole bunch of butt joke experience, but procurement, not her strong suit.
No. Ah, I love prunes.
Oh, yeah, these are great.
God, these are great. These are really soft. They're not the most pruny prunes I've ever had.
The Trader Joe's?
Mm-hmm. They're kind of mild, mm-hmm. Like a little sweet, maybe, a little lacking in depth.
So I think I've had the fancy prunes before, but I've never done like a side-by-side tasting, and we're not doing one today. So what can you tell me about the fancy prunes in your memory as compared to these Trader Joe's prunes?
Well, you know, they are wonderfully meaty. They're very, very meaty. I remember them feeling more plump and kind of, maybe even the word might be unctuous.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like a really good medjooled date, but a different texture.
Okay.
You know, they taste like prunes, in my experience. They just are really plump and have a really wonderful depth of flavor. I think of them kind of like, so we were talking about Blenheim apricots.
Yes.
I feel like they are to Trader Joe's pitted prunes as Blenheim dried apricots are to normal dried apricots.
Okay. Well, if you ever get your hands on some, you can share them with me.
Maybe I'll remember to order them from Amazon sometime.
Okay. What about cooking with prunes? Should we segue?
Let's segue.
let's get on our segues and ride around town at very low speeds.
I was once driving by somebody on a Segway tour, and they fell down. And God, there's just nothing more humiliating than falling on a Segway. I just can't think of anything. Because I'm not supposed to be able to fall off of them. I mean, but then, of course, George W. Bush proved everybody wrong with that one.
And he also choked on a pretzel, right?
He did. He's a gifted man.
Which is more humiliating, choking on a pretzel or falling off a Segway?
Falling off a Segway.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So cooking with prunes. Mm-hmm. My experience here is kind of as limited as your procurement experience.
Great. Well, then why don't I start out?
Please.
So I'd like to, let's start out by talking about stewed prunes.
Yes.
So my dad, the big prune stewer in our household.
That was his wrestling nickname.
Yeah.
You do not want to know what his special move is.
I have to take my sweater off. Oh, I'm sweating a bit. Isn't that amazing that a sweater made me sweat?
Whoa. Truth in advertising.
Anyway, okay. So he basically would just put a bunch of prunes in a saucepan, cover with water, add a few orange slices and a cinnamon stick, bring it up to a simmer, and then he would turn off the heat and he would just leave it overnight. That was his thing.
Wow.
I usually bring it to a simmer, let it go for like 10 minutes, and then, you know, cool it down.
So his method is almost like poaching, I would say.
Yeah, almost like poaching. Anyway, and what you get is this wonderfully soft, if you overdo it, it's kind of falling apart,
mm-hmm.
prune. And it gets almost this winey quality, this winey flavor from the combination of the citrus and the cinnamon. It is wonderful, and I especially like them ice cold, like straight out of the fridge.
And this recipe is, or one inspired by it, is on your website, right?
It's
on
actually, on your blog? I think it might be on the blog, but it's for sure in my first book, A Homemade Life.
You should buy that book.
You should definitely buy my book.
I think your new book might be available by the time this episode comes out. Can we pimp that?
Ooh la la. Let's pimp my new book. It's called Delancey, and it is available from Simon & Schuster, or maybe was available as of May 6th, depending on when you're
listening to this. Wherever books are
sold. Wherever books are sold.
So I have, I don't think I've ever made, but I have eaten and enjoyed a stew that I associate with Paula Wolfert. She has a famous recipe for it that's like French stewed pork with prunes, and the prunes kind of fall apart and give the sauce that that unctuous winey quality.
Mm. Yeah, prunes are so winey. I mean, in a wonderful way.
we want to be called dried plums now.
They have this deep, round, low, savory flavor.
Yeah.
That works beautifully in savory cooking.
Yeah. Now, having said that, one other thing I wanted to say about savory prunes. There is an MFK Fisher recipe called Prune Roast. Are you familiar with this?
No.
It's like a roasted pork chops with prunes recipe, but I just love the name Prune Roast.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. Hey, kids. having said all this stuff about savory prunes, I made a sweet prune recipe. It's from Frankie's 457 Spuntino cookbook.
Mm-hmm. And I think this recipe was first written up in the New York Times. It's been around the blogosphere a time or two, and I've always wanted to try it. So I'm so glad you made it. I haven't had it yet.
So I'm gonna plate it up, and we'll eat it and talk about it.
Yeah, let's do.
Okay, so we have determined here that my plating skills. What's the opposite of skills?
Your plating skills are a bit like my procurement skills.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Wow, I think you made prune caramel.
I really did.
You have mascarpone in your beard.
Yeah. So maybe I did a couple of things wrong with this recipe. It's still delicious.
Mmm.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So this is Frankie's wine stewed prunes with mascarpone.
Yeah.
And it's... Okay, so I had no idea how to plate this. I don't know if I'm eating it correctly, but it's delicious.
Well, you're definitely eating it all wrong. You're putting it in your mouth. It's not what you're supposed to do.
Mm. Yeah, this is from their new series of injectable desserts.
So we'll post a link to this recipe on the old website.
Absolutely. And we'll post a photo of what's going on here. Like Abby, our talented new production assistant, is going to help us get more photos out in the photo stream.
In the old public mouth.
Open up your public mouth because some of our photos are coming in. Do you think we could do injectable photos?
Are we done yet?
I think we're probably done. So make this recipe. Don't reduce it as much as I did, but it's still delicious. Oh, wait, no. There's one thing we have to do before we let people go, which is we need a name for our prune, our virgin prune cocktail.
Our mocktail.
Yes.
Our prune mocktail. Let's see. What would we call it?
Prune swizz.
I think it should be something like the...
the dried plumes. Remember sour plumes?
Sour plumes.
Sour plumes.
I just ate one the other night, actually.
Those are good.
The opposite of a dried plum, the wet plum.
The wet plum.
The wet plum.
That's it.
Yeah.
The wet plum. So try mix yourself up a wet plum. It's just prune juice, club soda, and lemon. And find us online at spilledmilkpodcast.com, where we will post links to the Frankie's recipe, the Paula Wolfert stew recipe.
Photos. Photos for your public mouth.
Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast. That's the best way to interact with us. And you can leave us a review on iTunes.
And as always, thank you for listening to Spilled Milk.
The show that comes to you regularly, thanks to our prune consumption. No?
Yes! Yes! I'm Molly Weisenberg.
And I'm Matthew Amsterberg.
Next up, prune toffee.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.